It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. As City Councilwoman Christine Quinn presided over the final council meeting of the year and her final one as Speaker, a new Speaker looks poised to take her place. Late last night, East Harlem City Councilwoman Melissa Mark Viverito announced she had enough support to become the next leader of the City Council. She'd be the first Latina to hold that position. Mark Viverito is a close ally of Bill de Blasio and an early supporter of his mayoral campaign. And de Blasio repaid that loyalty by lobbying council members as the speaker race heated up. Sally Goldenberg from Capital New York has been covering the story and joins us now. Sally, welcome to WNYC.
Hi, thanks for having me.
First of all, this isn't a done deal until the council votes for its speaker on January 8th, the first council session in the new year. Is it over? Mark Viverito did not appear at an event this afternoon at City Hall, I understand.
No, but she did come to the city council meeting and she spoke to reporters. And, so she's here today. I'm in City Hall now and she's here. You're right, she did skip a press conference where she was expected. I would say it's definitely not over. You know, there's a lot of intrigue. She has the support right now. No one's disputing that. But It's not over because the other side can work some of these members and peel them off. Now, I think she has a huge advantage because she has the mayor-elect who is, you know, widely popular on her side.
Right. Let's talk about that relationship. Bill de Blasio, the mayor-elect, heavily involved behind the scenes in this race. One of his staffers is credited with getting Brooklyn Democratic County boss Frank Sedio to get the Brooklyn delegation behind her. Is that level of involvement unusual for a mayor?
It's very unusual. First of all, in the recent, you know, three terms, you had Bloomberg, who didn't get involved because he's not a Democrat. And also, this isn't a Bloomberg is political in his own right, but he's not involved or interested in the horse race stuff. That's just, like, not his thing, right? So he never got involved. Rudy Giuliani was a Republican and also couldn't get involved. So this is a first, at least a first in a very long time, but I think it's a first. It's also interesting because a huge centerpiece of de Blasio's campaign against Chris Quinn this year was a criticism that she was too close to the mayor. I can't imagine, you know, a closer relationship between a mayor and a speaker than a speaker who was made by the mayor, who was brought to victory by the mayor.
Huh. Tell me about the battle for Brooklyn in this speaker race. In Mark Viverito's press release, she included statements from her 30 supporters, five of them from Brooklyn, all credited Brooklyn party boss Sedio for getting the Brooklyn delegation behind her. What does this mean for the influence of Brooklyn council members?
Schools of thought on whether or not, you know, some people say Frank Sedio kind of jumped on board when he saw his members were already going in that direction. Some people feel he brought them there. I can't pretend to know. I wasn't in the room. But I will say that regardless, he broke from the other county leaders, and he's definitely going to fare well. You know, Brooklyn under the previous boss, Vito Lopez, was always fractured in the city council. They didn't back Quinn. Queens did, and the Bronx did. And so they were never first in line for good committees, for patronage jobs, for the clerkship, the council appoints the clerk, you know, for a host of perks that you get when you're on the side of the winner. So I think what Frank Sedio did was prove he could unite the party, which Vito Lopez wasn't able to do in the previous speaker's race, and then, you know, really put his members in a great position for all of the perks.
And briefly, in the minute we have left, you mentioned earlier on that it ain't over till it's over. What could happen between now and then? I understand rival Dan Gorodnik from the east side of Manhattan issued a statement saying that Mark Viverito's declaration of victory was premature and he still hopes to round up votes.
Gorodnik is working it. He's trying. I saw him here today talking to members. He's trying to persuade them onto his side, and he has the backing of Queens County Democratic leader Joe Crowley, who's a congressman, and Bronx County Democratic leader Carl Heasty, and the two of them can start to twist arms, start to make promises, you know, or persuade people on the merits, or whatever really goes on in one of these deals. the pressure was put on the one side, which is now winning, and I think in order to peel off the members they need, they have to increase the pressure a bit. They also have to make him seem viable so people aren't afraid to go with him. No one wants to not be with the winner.
Sally Goldenberg is the City Hall reporter for Capital New York. She tweets at Sally Gold. Thanks so much, Sally, for updating us on the race for the new Speaker of the City Council.
Thank you for having me.
This is WNYC.